The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
TrendsResearch.com is your front-page website. Sign up there and get free email alerts. More, sign up and get his quarterly publication and also see his nightly news reports. Everybody needs to support the fine work of Gerald Celente. I know most of you know what he's talking about, and you know more than I do in many cases. The audience, I know, is smarter than I am in many ways, but we got to get this out to everybody else, and that's starting to happen. But it's a numbers game, as he said. We're in a race against time, people, because the globalists are going to use the crises they've created to get more control. They admit that. They have a philosophy. They have a program. We know what it is, and it's really bad. It's anti-prosperity for us, because they don't want to just have prosperity. They want it for them and then not for us. They want to be up on the hill with the helicopters, and we're down here in shacks like Brazil, Argentina. People can say, why can't Latin America get their act together? There have been cases where there were countries that are richer than the U.S., like Argentina. They got taken over by shenanigans. And the elites down there admit they use economic warfare as control. There aren't many countries like the U.S., folks. That's why they run it down so much, where you are allowed to operate and live. And, Gerald, I know you talk about that a lot. In the few minutes we've got left, other important points that, as you say, really aren't on the radar, or other points you want to make.
Well, first I just want to pick up on what you were saying. Now, this isn't a conspiracy theorist or theory. Look at the rights that have been robbed from us since 9/11 happened. Look at one administration after the other. And, of course, Obama lying his way into office, saying, you know, he was going to reverse these things and made things worse. Look at how many, what do you, rock up more whistleblowers than all the presidents before him in total. So it's not a conspiracy theory. It's in front of us. It's happening. We're losing not only our right to earn a living wage, because of the taking away of laws and regulations that give the money to all the elite. And again, the one great thing that happened from Occupy Wall Street was they made the 1% visible. And of course you find out, no, it's not 1%. It's 0.01%. So it's really up to us to change it. And Americans, for some reason, have this helpless feeling. And again, all you have to do is look what happened in Austria last week. This is Austria. Everybody remember Austrian-Hungarian Empire, Germany? Yeah, Germany, the engine of manufacturing in Europe. New governments are happening. People are fighting to retain their dignity, their respect. And it's up to us to do the same, and we can do it. We wrote the book. We are the Americans, the American Revolution. We have the Constitution and a Bill of Rights before, and it's not a conspiracy theory. They robbed us of them. So it's in our hands.
We're the trailblazers. We're one of the cradles of liberty. We have to stop just being watching TV and being spectators and get in the game and realize the animating contest of liberty is now.
Exactly. And so everyone, again, it only comes with support and a unified action plan. And again,
well, you know what? I'm glad the elite are running off to other countries and hiding out. Like you've said, you've doubled down, moving to the birthplace of America, colonial area there in New York. I've doubled down. I'm not leaving. You know what? And we're going to be the leaders. Not that I want to be, but our information will be the leaders. Our listeners will be the leaders that lead us out of this system. We're going to win, Gerald.
Hey, it does not take a majority to prevail. Rather, an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Samuel Adams.
That's right, absolutely. And Thomas Jefferson made similar statements. Gerald Celente, we salute you as a fellow pro-human, pro-liberty American. But it's a worldwide movement, 1776 to the next level. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, he's committed. He's doubled down. Are you? That's what we're talking about. Dave and I straight ahead. But first, I'm going to spend a few more minutes with a personal message to Hillary Clinton. I'm sending her a present.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
This is what happens here. You get the
yes.
Well, you know what? I won't hold you on here any longer because you probably could use some water.
Sorry.
There. Hillary Clinton, live from New York.
I've talked way too much.
Well, go back to him. You know, it was some sacrament was.
Well, I'm here to tell you that that was part of a compilation. It keeps going on for a while of her over the years having coughing attacks. And I live in Austin, Texas, and I actually have some empathy for Hillary Clinton on this. We are the capital of allergies. I thought growing up, when I had friends that didn't want to go ride bikes or, you know, go play baseball or whatever, that they were making it up when they said that they had allergies that didn't want to come out. I thought that that was hypochondria. Then I moved to Austin in high school, and within a few years, it hit me. There's so many different plants, so many different types of pollen. It's pretty much year-round different allergies. Mountain juniper, what they call cedar, gives me a headache, makes me tired. Oak does kind of the same thing. But mold, when it rains for weeks and weeks on end with flooding, fungus just absolutely makes me having coughing fits just like Hillary Clinton. And what's crazy is, I'm about to speak directly to Hillary Clinton here on air, is that I tend to not even take my own nutraceuticals regularly. Like, I'll be having trouble sleeping and forget that I have knockout in the cupboard that's got all the key things from melatonin to valerian root to L-tryptophan, you name it, that will make you get restful deep sleep. I mean, it's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com. This is partially a plug. And it's the same thing where it's kind of like you're in bed halfway asleep and you're cold, but you won't get up and get another blanket. It's kind of like that same laziness. So in the last week and a half, the mold's been off the charts. Leanne's been coughing. A bunch of other people have been coughing around the office. And a couple nights ago, I was up every hour just cough, because it's like itches in your throat. And I finally got up and went, I need to go into the kitchen and into the Lazy Susan. I think I have InfoWars Life lung cleanse. It's a whole bunch of concentrated herbs and things that really knock it out. I go in there, I dig around, it's not there. If I drink water, it doesn't do it. So I get back, I have a coughing fit on air yesterday, and I go get a fresh bottle. This is a used bottle they dug up out of my other office, and I start taking it, and within a minute, the coughing stops. And I was drinking water. I had a cough drop. I was like, wait a minute. I have a product that we came up with that has dozens of essential oils and key things that's the best thing out there. So guess what? I brought my new fresh bottle home last night. So I start, I take it last night, sleep great, don't have any problems. Start having a coughing fit again on air because I went for a jog this morning. They have to run, find a bottle. They got a bunch over in the warehouse, but this is a used bottle somebody's been using around here. Take four or five shots in your mouth, then go, a little bit goes down in the throat. You don't want to suck while you're blowing, or you don't want to spray and then suck it down, or you get too much in your lungs. But I just kind of go, then get a little bit down. That's what Dr. Group says to do, and it knocks it out. It is the best stuff out there, and when you purchase it, it helps fund our operation. So because I know that we have the best product from God's cupboard, Mother Nature, for people that have allergies, people that have inflammation in the throat, people that have bronchial issues, I have tried a lot of stuff for mold that absolutely turns me into a Hillary Clinton cougher. And when she came out and said it's allergies, I believe her. Because if you've got a mold allergy or other allergy in your lungs or in your bronchials, she coughs exactly the way I do. Now, I wouldn't be too sad, quite frankly, if it was, but I don't want to wish things on her, and it's bad luck, but I probably wouldn't cry too hard if it was terminal lung cancer. And I'm just going to be honest with you. But you know what? I want to be Christian, so I want to say, Hillary, I love you. It's still time for you to turn back and not be so evil with the Serbia attack and the Benghazi and the Libya and the Syria and the dead kids at MENA and all the corruption and covering up for your husband, raping everybody. Stop raping the American people. Stop trying to be so evil. Stop trying to stay in power just to cover your own butt. I want to offer you, and I'm going to mail to you, a bottle to your campaign headquarters, sealed and safe. Well, in fact, we're going to send you five or six bottles so your staff can use it and find out it's totally safe. We're going to mail it to you from these offices, and I really want to encourage you, Hillary, before a speech, to try this, because the other stuff they sell at drugstores are even prescriptions like steroids. It doesn't really work, or it has bad side effects, or it's just got numbing effect, and it doesn't work long term. I do this. Yeah, I'm good for 6, 7, 8 hours. I tried other products before I had my own, and they just didn't work because they're alcohol and a couple different things. So here's two fresh bottles for Hillary Clinton of Lung Cleanse. I'm going to send this to you, and all I ask is if it works for you, I know you don't want to give folks other good advice. You don't want to take care of even your own constituents. You certainly don't want to fund the InfoWar. But I know for a fact some of my enemies actually buy Super Mail and X2. I've had people that talk to me, you know, I was a son of such a house who hates you, and they had your product, and they're using it. Well, the products are that good, and it's how we fund the operation. So thank you all for your support. So here's my letter to Hillary Clinton, and I'm going to hand the baton to David Knight, Joe Biggs, and others. We'll do a document cam shot for TV viewers so folks can see our letterhead here. Here I can just kind of X out some of the internal info. But I think our numbers are actually public, so I don't care if folks even see that. Hello, Ms. Clinton. Though I disagree with basically everything you stand for and fight constantly against your policies and ideas, I also recognize that you have a serious issue with your health. On multiple occasions, you have suffered severe coughing bouts. Those coughing bouts have been so intense, I'm sure you probably busted some blood vessels in your eyes. This isn't a good look for a presidential candidate, even a vampiric goblin creature like yourself. I'm sorry I didn't say that. So in the spirit of my love for all of humanity, even though we're not sure you're human, with the hope that someday you will recant and will repent from your evil ways, I am sending you a bottle of InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse. You see, I occasionally have a coughing fit due to mold or other environmental contaminants. This simple spray has been a godsend to myself and many of our listeners. We have a bunch of professional singers that swear by it, and it's all natural, healthy, and really works quickly. Kind of editing this as we go. I don't want to say instantly, but very quickly, in a matter of seconds for me. Instead of that bottle of hot sauce you claim to carry, you should always keep this bottle of InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse within reach, even though you're going to lose in a landslide to Mr. Trump. And then I kind of did a voice memo on this, but I'm not sure what that pun means at the end. Buckley wrote the rest of this. So there is the signed Alex Jones to Herr Hitlery. And I hope that they will read this, and I hope that they will. But they're going to think there's some conspiracy that I actually X'd out our address and stuff here on the top. So will you bring me another one that I'll actually sign and send to her? Thank you. We'll put the little InfoWars seal on it. They'll probably have the Secret Service come and say I tried to kill her or something. You know, oh, my gosh, essential oil is so evil. It's a bunch of them synergistically together, InfoWarsLife.com. Also, it ends very quickly, maybe a few days, maybe early next week, depending on how much we keep selling. But InfoWars Select, high-quality, affordable foods, 40 to 30% off the already super low price at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsSelect.com. Takes you right to the subsection. We have a lot of other products there as well. But it is your purchase of the products that make it all possible. I'm punching out. David Knight, thank you so much for doing the fourth hour here, my compadre.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, you got to make sure that you've got that address there for the Secret Service to come by and talk to you about that. You send bottles of liquid to Hillary Clinton after what you think of her. I think they'll probably want to talk to you. Maybe she'll have Huma try that out or some of her other employees that are not as close to her as Huma.
Yeah, maybe her stable of young hussies can try it out.
Yeah, who knows?
Hey, I will come. The Secret Service can march me to Hillary. The Empress, and I will taste it in front of her.
There you go. There you go.
Maybe well, she'll like bite me stuff on the lip and like build it into women. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it really does work. I've used it myself. And even as you tried to explain to Glenn Beck one time, you know, lay off the diet soda. You know, they're not going to listen to you, but they should, because we know about these things, and that is a very effective throat clear. You know, I was listening to her cough, that segment you had at the beginning. I was getting a sympathy cough just listening to it. But, you know, if she would try that, the only thing she'd be choking on is her lies, Alex.
Exactly. Or the children's brain she sucked out. She's really a 14-foot reptoid that, like, transforms into that, like, sticks a big tube in kids' brains like the brain bug. No. That's a movie. I'm joking. David Knight, you take over. Thank you for the great job, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. Well, I've got Joe Biggs with me because we looked at this article that was on the Drudge Report today, came out from Judicial Watch, talking about cartels helping terrorists get to the U.S. via our porous border with Mexico. And this is not anything new. And this is documented in the Judicial Watch article about how long this has been going on. I had Joe come in because, of course, Joe has been there. And Joe went to the town that it had been reported by Judicial Watch that they had terrorists there, an ISIS camp in that area across from El Paso. Tell us about that. Remind us what you did, Joe. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. And, of course, there's other issues as well. You know, we look at Ohio. We've got people who are saying Mexican cartels are already there. Of course, there's been this massive number of people in one family that were killed there. People are saying, is this something to do with the cartels?
And extended coverage tonight of the primaries, 7 o'clock Central.
That's right. That's right.
Stay with us. InfoWars Nightly News, straight ahead.
We'll be right back with Joe Biggs.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. Waronthegrid.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Joining me now is Joe Biggs, and we've got a lot of news to talk about. We're going to talk about actor Tim Robbins blaming Sanders' losses on voter fraud. And that's not as improbable as you may think, because we've got some very interesting information coming out of Arizona right now about fraud at multiple levels within the votes. And this is not even on the rigged GOP side. We're also going to be talking about another incredible example of civil asset forfeiture, police taking $53,000 from a Christian band and an orphanage and a church, okay, charging the money with the crime. Because, you know, it is a crime if you have cash. Let's be honest about that in modern America, and let's be honest about the fact that the federal government has turned our law enforcement agencies, many of them bribing them to participate in this theft, they've turned them into literal highway robbers. You know, there's Lysander Spooner who said the difference between the government and a highway robber is that a highway robber just steals your money and leaves you alone, but the government takes your money and follows you down the road, nagging you as you go along. Well, that literally has become the case now with our government. But I want to talk about the story that was on the Drudge Report with Joe Biggs now. This is a Judicial Watch story, and this harkens back to something you did, what was it, about a year ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was April 15th and 16th, 17th, 18th of last year.
Yeah.
So it's been about a little over a year ago, yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
So, yeah, it's red linked on Drudge, and it's cartels help terrorists in Mexico get to U.S. to explore targets, ISIS militant Mohammed Omar Kabir among them. It says Mexican drug traffickers help Islamic terrorists stationed in Mexico cross into the U.S. to explore targets for future attacks, according to information forwarded to Judicial Watch by high-ranking Homeland Security official in the border state. Now, myself, Josh Owens, went down there a year ago and actually investigated the initial reports by Judicial Watch, mm-hmm. saying that there was some information from some high-level people that there was some ISIS activity in Annapolis. Now, if you actually look at a map, you have El Paso, and then south of that is Chihuahua, Juarez, and then 8 miles west of that over is Annapolis. And that's actually an area that I ended up going into. I found a local in that area. He drove me across. I went over there by myself with this guy's help to drive me around. And we found some interesting things, you know, and on the way back, the FBI stopped us at the airport and questioned me, and Josh Owens was able to sit there with me and kind of listen in on the whole thing, and they said that they believe that that's a viable threat, that they think that's something that's real, and they believe what Judicial Watch is reporting, and that the sources that they're getting this stuff from is something that they are interested in, they're looking into.
And now we have more corroboration of that. We've had an Italian newspaper article, they report on this article. As well as the Foreign Affairs Secretary, Mexico's top diplomat, Claudia Ruiz, says that she doesn't understand why the Obama administration, U.S. media are culpably neglecting this phenomenon. That's very interesting. When the Mexicans are saying, hey, you know, this is an issue, why aren't you concerned about this?
Exactly.
Yeah, I told you I just saw Cartel Land, just saw it on DVD. I missed it when it first came out. An amazing documentary. And I tell you, when you look at this, the difference between the cartels themselves and the Islamic terrorists is a distinction without a difference, quite frankly. It doesn't surprise me at all to see them cooperating with each other.
Well, everyone seems to find that hard to believe, that the cartels and ISIS could, you know, so to say, get in bed together with one another. They both believe in money, and they both believe in blood to get that money.
Yeah, and decapitations, yeah.
And actually, in some of these articles, it says that a lot of beheadings have been on the rise in these border areas due to what they believe would be some Islamic extremism due to ISIS moving into these areas and coming over. You know, I've shown people time and time again in Texas and Arizona how easy it is to walk into Mexico and come back over to the U.S. without even being seen. So it's not going to be that hard for these people to do it. And you've got this guy, he comes out in this Italian newspaper. He says, the border that separates Mexico from the U.S. is so full of free zones that I could come in with a group of men in a few hours and kill thousands of people in Texas and Arizona. And that has been my biggest concern, because I have family in both of those states,
yeah,
especially along the border area, and friends. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see something like this happen. And here it is, we're over a year later from these initial reports, and now we actually have this guy coming out bragging about how easy it is. This is a guy who was chased out of Kuwait for his extremism ties over a decade ago. So this guy is training people by the hundreds, by the thousands now, to carry out attacks, and they're saying, he's bragging about it, that they're willing to do it. And what have we done in the last year? We've done nothing. Our border hasn't gotten any stronger. We have no more Border Patrol agents being out there. Half these guys don't even do their job that are out there anyways. They have no motivation to do their jobs.
Well, they're told they can't do it. I mean, we've interviewed the vice president of the Border Patrol Union. They've come out very strongly in favor of Donald Trump because they're very frustrated. They've been told they have to stand down. They're prevented from doing their job. They want to do their job. They see what the problem is, and yet they set up these absurd permanent checkpoints 100 miles
inward.
And when I've been out to West Texas, it's absolutely amazing. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We've got a lot of news to cover, and we'll be talking to Joe Biggs about the exposure to Mexican cartels as well as ISIS militants.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and with me is Joe Biggs. We're going to be live tonight doing election coverage and analysis of the five-state primaries in the Northeast. I'm going to get back to Joe. We're going to talk about what's going on at our porous border, the danger that Judicial Watch has pointed out yet again. Before we get back to that conversation, I just want to remind you that we have a new mega sale, 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select storable foods. That's 30 to 40% off the retail price of all InfoWars Select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, all of these select foods have a shelf life of 25 years. They're made in the USA. As food prices are going up around the world, now is a great time to get prepared. And you can get 30 to 40% off of all InfoWars Select storable food right now for limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, Joe, you know, we're looking at this article that Judicial Watch put out. They're talking about how the Mexican Army federal law enforcement officials discovered documents in Arabic and Urdu, as well as plans of Fort Bliss. Okay. They said that they also found Muslim prayer rugs that were there, recovered during the documents during the operation. We've also had, as InfoWars reporters have gone down there, we've seen the multilingual signs that they even post up. You know, have signs in all these different languages. The border is wide open. And this is very clear evidence. Even the Mexican officials are warning us about this, saying we can't believe this is being ignored by the American government.
I mean, they've even found these prayer rugs and documents and things like that 125 miles inland from the border. And Falfurrias, when John Bowne and Ja'Kari Jackson and, you know, Kit Daniels, all these guys went down there, Don Salazar, and looked and interviewed these people. It's happening. And mm-hmm. It's not just at the border. It's moving in.
Yes.
And there's so many of these guys who are already in these cells, these sleeper cells, waiting, that I just don't understand why our government is allowing this to happen so much, and the fact that...
And that's the key. They're allowing it to happen. It isn't that they don't know. Everybody is sounding the alarm. You've got Judicial Watch. We've talked about it. The Mexican government is talking about it. As Judicial Watch is saying, they found evidence. The State Department has known about this for decades.
I mean, yeah. I mean, in Laredo, Texas, Josh Owens and I caught smugglers coming across. You know, those were drugs, but that could easily be some kind of chemical or something like that that could be used in explosives. You know, it's a stretch for that, but it definitely is something that can happen.
Well, we invaded Iraq supposedly because there's weapons of mass destruction, and yet they won't clear our border for weapons of mass destruction. Somehow, you at the airport with a fingernail clipper is a greater concern to them than ISIS bringing over whatever they can carry into the border. And, of course, they can carry it with an armored truck if they want.
Yeah, the police stopped us on the border numerous times investigating, looking at the wide open border. They're more concerned about reporters going out there than they are these ISIS jihadis who could be possibly coming over, or cartel guys, or gang members and stuff like that. You know, the mainstream media always wants to portray it as there's these young women and children who are coming across the border.
Yeah, they're awesome. Bear. Yeah,
but they're not all. their definition of children goes up pretty high to adult status here in the real world.
Yeah,
you know. So I mean, it's kind of BS when you see this and you actually go down there and you can put your eyes on that and see it, and then you read these articles that some of these people put out, like Fox News and CNN, and you're just like, oh my god, like how do you sleep at night?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see Glenn Beck and David Barton go down and hand some teddy bears to these ISIS guys.
So yeah, exactly.
Where are they going to take that? Yeah, you know, as I was talking about Cartel Land, it truly was amazing. And watching that movie, and if you haven't seen that movie, you really need to watch that to get a feel for what's happening. Both on the American side and on the Mexican side, this guy who put this film together, and we've interviewed him here at InfoWars, it truly was amazing how he embedded himself with them, got their confidence, but to also show the fact that you've got people both in America and in Mexico that are concerned because their governments don't do anything. In many cases, their governments partner with these people. I thought it was absolutely amazing the parallels between what was happening in the Mexican town and a movie like The Magnificent Seven, for example, okay, which itself is a common problem. I mean, that was based on a Japanese story by Kurosawa, okay, The Seven Samurai. So this is a universal experience that when the government disarms you, and what did the government do when they started to get a citizen movement together to protect their towns in a way that the government refused to do? The government came in and decided they would disarm the people. And so as they were stacking their arms up, they started ringing the church bell. And they started, got on the PA system and said, come and help us. They're taking away our means to protect ourselves. And the citizens came out there unarmed and shooed the government out of the way that was there confiscating the firearms. An amazing story.
Yeah.
Truly an amazing story. Amazing film.
Well, also one of the things they're saying, too, is that this Mexican ISIS cell has managed to import small arms, ammunition, and even devices for air targets directly from the former Iraqi arsenal of Saddam Hussein. And they said that the only one to express any concern was the Republican governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, who informed the White House candidate Donald Trump. And during a public speech, Abbott announced that ISIS terrorists would have repeatedly crossed the border on an exploratory mission. And he says he thinks it's very possible that they could be ramping up this Islamic State to start carrying out attacks. And like you said, we keep hearing this all the time that they want to crack down on gun control. This is our means of protecting ourselves if these psychopaths come over and do something.
Yes.
Texas and Arizona, we thrive on the Second Amendment.
That's right.
You know, we need to be able to have this.
That's right. But they're going to be bringing in perhaps some pretty heavy weapons, as you just mentioned.
Yes.
You just put there. So, yeah, they can get off the first shots, and they can kill a lot of people off with the first volley. And so, yeah, the Second Amendment is going to provide us with some protection. And we have a better situation here in America than they do in Mexico, where they go around when the people try to protect themselves and just take their weapons from them and throw them in jail, which is what happened there. But it is something we should all be very, very concerned about. Now, you're going to be joining us tonight. We're going to have coverage of the five northeastern states that are going to be voting tonight. We're going to have live coverage and analysis after the nightly news. We'll have our regular nightly news. And then as the polls are closing, we're going to talk about that. And I've got some news that I want to get into in terms of questions about the polls that are being brought up by actor Tim Robbins and others in Arizona and elsewhere. But before we do, I want to play this clip for you of Trump talking about the Cruz-Kasich Alliance. Thank you so much, Joe. We'll see you tonight.
All right, thanks.
Let's play that clip of Trump talking about the alliance between Cruz and Kasich.
Did you see the news today? Did you see where they band together, where they collude? You know, it's collusion. You know, if you collude in business, or if you collude in the stock market, they put you in jail. But in politics, because it's a rigged system, because it's a corrupt enterprise, in politics, you're allowed to collude. So they colluded, and actually I was happy, because it shows how weak they are. It shows how pathetic they are. You know, I tweeted today, at real Donald Trump, I tweet. And I said, you know, it solves them. Don't worry, I'll give it up after I'm president. We won't tweet anymore, I don't think. Not presidential. But let me tell you, and I said, it takes two long-time politicians, right? Two long, to beat, except they're way behind. If you add up to both votes, and if you add up to both delegates, they're way behind me, so it doesn't matter. But it takes two guys, long-time politicians, to try and get together to try and beat Trump, and yet they're way behind. And I said to myself, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. And here's the key. I've only been doing this for 10 months. I haven't even been doing it very long.
Well, you know, that alliance didn't last more than about 12 hours. It was actually kind of funny because that was something that was announced, I think, over the weekend. And you had people like, I think it's Katie Packer with Our Principles Pack. These are basically Romney supporters. I call them Romulans, okay? And they've uncloaked. When they're talking about the conservative principles, you got to understand this lady who was a co-chair for Mitt Romney, she doesn't share conservative principles. She openly supports all the things that are dog whistles to the base. She supports abortion. She supports gay marriage. And then she goes to CPAC and says, Donald Trump isn't conservative enough. You need to come in on these social issues. That's the way they've been playing the electorate for a long time. And that's why Donald Trump is doing so well, because he is transcending these issues. He's talking about the things we were just talking about, the porous open borders that will destroy our country economically, culturally, and socially if it doesn't destroy us with ISIS terrorists who are coming in. Let's take a look at some of the stuff that's coming up tonight. Of course, Donald Trump says, as you've got all these actors and actresses saying, if Donald Trump wins, I'm going to go to Canada. And he says, great, vote for me. Get rid of them. This is Rosie O'Donnell, Whoopi Goldberg, Lena Dunham. You know, he goes, this is another, I'm in it to win now to get rid of these people. My question is, when we look at this, can we get a promise from Ted Cruz that he will go back to Canada? I mean, that's the key thing. Will he leave Texas, please, and go back to Canada? You know, he really needs to be primaried in this next election. He'll be coming up for his first reelection. You know, this is a guy who hadn't even finished half of his first term when he was running for president openly. Okay, he went to the Senate and immediately started climbing over the backs of other people. It's one of the reasons they can't stand him in the Senate. Immediately started running for president as soon as he got elected as senator. People were talking about John Kennedy, JFK, running for Senate because he had only served a little over one Senate term. Of course, he'd had several terms as well as a congressman, but that's nothing compared to the guy who didn't even have half of a Senate term. Donald Trump we're told, can't beat Hillary Clinton. And I think that's absolute nonsense. Look, we're so far out in the election, as I pointed out a couple of times at this point in the spring, when Ronald Reagan, the gold standard for the Republican Party, was running for president, he was 15 points behind, and he was running against an incumbent president. Okay, so it really doesn't make any difference right now when you look at the polls. And as Trump has pointed out, he really hasn't focused on Hillary. He's been focused on trying to win the primary and fighting off 17 competitors. And here's a sample of how this is going to play out. Trump says Hillary is crooked and guilty as hell over her email servers. He says, I call her Crooked Hillary because she's crooked, and the only thing she's got is the woman card. And that's all she's got. And, you know, she's talking about doubling down on that card, talking about how, well, I think I'll have two women on the ticket. I think maybe I'll have a vice president as woman as well, because that truly is the only thing that she can offer up there, the identity card. Vote for me. I'm a woman. And as he points out, you know, we can get some women to run that aren't crooked. Unfortunately, I don't see anybody on the Republican side, because all we got is Carly Fiorina and we've got Ted Cruz, as if he's got a chance. I mean, he's mathematically been eliminated for all practical purposes. After tonight, Ted Cruz will be mathematically eliminated. He needs 92% of the delegates from here on out. He's going to get very, very few of them. He'll be lucky in some of these states if he even gets to the threshold to get any delegates in some of these states. But now he's fantasizing about who he would have as his VP. I guess this is the equivalent of the Fantasy Football League for the politicians. And he talks about Carly Fiorina. And again, this comes up. It was about a year ago, well, not even a year ago, that there was a super PAC that had $536,000 that they spent over the quarter. And the report surfaced in September about what they had done at the end of the quarter. They were looking at this. Of the $536,000 that this Cruz super PAC spent, $500,000 of it was given to Carly Fiorina's campaign. And it's like, what is going on with this? And actually, the FEC said, please explain to us what is going on with this. And a lot of people reported that, but I've never seen anything about the letter that came back, the explanation as to why so much money would be given to Carly Fiorina. Of course, she was running interference for Ted Cruz when the National Enquirer story broke about possible affairs that he had had. We also see a story up on Infowars.com report Cruz and Kasich campaign apps are spying on users and tracking data. This is a Kit Daniels report. He points out the official Ted Cruz and John Kasich smartphone apps are tracking users. And this is according to Symantec, the people who look at vulnerabilities on your phone, on your computer, and warn you about these vulnerabilities and say, hey, look, this app, which says that it's going to do such and such, is also scooping up your own personal data and sending this back. As a matter of fact, the Kasich app was rated by Symantec as a medium security risk. Okay? They say if an app is asking for more information than you're comfortable sharing, it might be a sign to run the other way. Yeah, run very fast the other way from these candidates, especially from Big Brother Cruz. Okay, this guy has taken it to an all-new art. And when I see him doing this as a candidate, it really concerns me as to what Ted Cruz would do as a president. This is the guy who has a app that he gives his people going door to door. This is part of his quote-unquote ground game, where he analyzes you because he's pulled up things from your phone, like all kinds of things about your identification, details, what you do. And he also has other ways to mine information about you outside of your phone, even if you don't get this app. And he's able to tell his people going door to door precisely what you want to hear. This is their key issue. This is the way you should approach them. Okay? The malleable candidate that can be everything to everyone, and the shapeshifter that we have seen him turn into. That is truly what has happened with Ted Cruz. Now, when I was talking about the election and the concern that people have about whether or not these are for real, there was an interesting tweet that was put out by actor Tim Robbins. Now, he supports Bernie Sanders. And he says, all right, says the election is being stolen from Bernie Sanders. Now, a lot of people are going to dismiss this as whenever we talk about corruption, whenever we talk about rigging, people are going to say, it's sour grapes. You're paranoid. You're a conspiracy theorist. Look, I don't even support Bernie Sanders, but I'm concerned about honest elections, and you should be concerned as well. And I think he's on to something here, because what he did was he looked at exit polling. Now, we hear a lot about exit polling, don't we? We hear that women prefer candidate A over candidate B, according to exit polls, and the evangelicals chose candidate B over candidate A, that type of thing. You notice what they never tell you. They'll tell you all the way up to the election, hey, I've got a poll here that says candidate A is 5 points over candidate B, and so forth and so on. But when all of a sudden candidate A, who was up by 5 points, is losing by 10 points on election day, you don't hear the exit poll that says, oh, and by the way, here's what our exit poll said. And interestingly enough, they don't agree with the results that are being reported in the election. You don't hear that, do you? Have you ever heard that? I don't recall ever hearing that. I looked very hard after the Utah primary because I was very concerned about what was going on there on the GOP side. We had a company, Smartmatic, which has a reputation throughout Central and South America. It is the largest electronic voting machine company. Of course, there's also Diebold and some other ones, but Smartmatic is the largest one. Do you know Smartmatic comes from Venezuela? Do you know that Smartmatic was founded by some people who were friends of Hugo Chavez? Do you know that Smartmatic was accused by many people of rigging elections for Hugo Chavez? The American government accused them of doing that in the mid-2000s. And we've had situations in the Philippines and Mexico, as I pointed out, in Brazil, okay? The lady who is being impeached right now, the president of Brazil, she was a very unpopular socialist in Brazil. She was down by 9 points, and all of a sudden, magically, she comes up in the polls. And there were no exit polls. The people who typically did exit polls, they shut them down. Tim Robbins looks at this and he says, he's got a list on his tweet all the way down here. He's got all these different states where there's a huge difference between the exit polls and it's in Hillary's advantage. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you that we have a sale on storable foods, our select storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. 30 to 40% off. This is a great time to stock up. You always need to have a backup supply. Just as we're talking about the rigged elections in Venezuela, understand that they're now rationing power there. That's the essence of socialism, isn't it? To ration power. They're turning off everything. They're turning off the refrigerators. They're turning off the fans, the electric fans, the electric lights, shutting down the power. You know, when they take all power, they're going to ration it. Anything can happen in the United States. We can have a natural disaster. We can have a political disaster. Somebody like Bernie Sanders could get elected. He could start rationing power. Look, you need to be prepared. And one way to do that is to stock up. We have a sale. We've got a massive sale right now, 30 to 40% off on select storable foods. These are things that will have a shelf life of 25 years. So now is the time to stock up. While supplies last, 30 to 40% off all InfoWars select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. As I was pointing out just before we went to break, and as I just said, I don't support Bernie Sanders. I call him Bernie Sandernista because he was so enthralled with Nicaragua and what was going on there, the socialists there, as well as Venezuela and Hugo Chavez. You know, it truly is the essence of socialism that when they get power, they ration it. They ration everything. And just keep dividing, taking the pie that keeps shrinking and cutting it into smaller and smaller pieces for everybody except themselves. But let's get back to the election, because having honest elections is something we really need to be concerned about. And this tweet that came out from actor Tim Robbins, he lays it down state by state, the differences here, and highlights some of the states that he believes were flipped from the Bernie Sanders column to the Hillary Clinton side. One of them that sticks out the most here is Arizona. Bernie got dropped by about 5-6%, and Hillary was bumped up by 25%, so she went up 33%. When you look at the exit polls, and they don't agree with the previous polls, they don't agree with the reported vote totals out of the places, you have to ask yourself, what's going on? Well, people are starting to ask that, and so now we see that Arizona poll workers are confirming rigged and irregular primaries, and they say it focused on the Democrat side, interestingly enough, in Arizona. Of course, we see it happening on the Republican side in other states. This is a Maricopa County poll worker, Diane Post, who's talking about testifying about many different things that she saw there. They say the Democrat Party, Bernie Sanders, and even Hillary Clinton, ironically, who was the main beneficiary of all the computer glitches, all the voter suppression, and they're suing the state. Yeah, I keep hearing that these primaries and these caucuses, you know, it's a private party, and state doesn't have anything to say about this. The voters don't have anything to say about this. So then why are they suing the state? Why are the states paying for these elections that are now, as Reince Priebus keeps reminding us, it's just their own private little party there? No, it's not. They want it to be private when it suits their purposes, and then they want it to be public when it suits their purposes. In a little bit of time that I have left, I want to just briefly touch on this outrageous story. It was in the Washington Post, how police took $53,000 from a Christian band, from an orphanage, from a church. This was a group, some citizens who were refugees from Burma. They're Christians. They're going around on a tour, going probably from church to church, probably looking at the amount of concerts that they'd made and the amount of money they made at each of these concerts, probably went through about 150 different churches. As the manager was heading back to Texas, he got stopped in Oklahoma, and they stole the money from him. And the interesting thing is that after the Washington Post focused on this, They came back and said, well, okay, with all this publicity, it looks really bad. We're stealing money from orphans. I mean, they had this cash there with the orphans' individual names on it even. And they said, all right, we don't have a burden of proof. The point is, they're lying even about that. It's civil asset forfeiture because they make you sue to get your money back. Christians need to wake up about the war on drugs. Join us tonight.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.